Welcome back into the press box and our weekly racing preview. It's brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by Arlington Park, by the Fairgrounds, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Dave Baker and Gene McLean, the Grand Domo of all things relating to the press box and the Louisville Thoroughbred Society. Oh, my gosh. You're here on the Facebook page. Make sure to go to the website and see all the great progress that's being made. And those doors will be open before we know it. Speaking of here before we know it, the Derby will be here before we know it. And, Mr. McLean, we head down to the fairgrounds to take a look at, as you said, the Risen Star is filled with hopes, dreams, and two divisions.
Yeah, well, you know, Buzzy, the Risen Star is named after a tremendous racehorse by that obvious name, trained by my good friend Louis Roussel.
Louis Roussel, one of the great characters in the sport.
And owned it by him and Ronnie Lamarck. And,
that's,
you know,
right.
Ronnie with that those great baritone voice owns a Ford dealership. But, you know, Risen Star ended up standing inside at Johnny Jones's farm at Walmack. Johnny, a great friend. You know, just a tremendous history, not only to the horse, but also as it carries on in his legacy in these stakes races. 23 entries, creating two divisions of the Risen Star, and it's chock full. You know, Buzzy, I talked to a couple of trainers that have horses down there at Fairgrounds, Brett Calhoun, who will saddle four horses, two at each division. And this just gives illustration to things, I think. One, the depth of this three-year-old crowd.
Right.
And also the fact that, you know, everybody is looking to get in that Derby. And so they're building points, building the resume. And you know, everybody at this time of year have a lot of dreams and aspirations. And let's, you know, create the or cut the shaft here for you to get down to the real mitten.
No question. And you know, Gene, the one thing that is happening is that while there is that depth there, obviously nobody is being scared off. So I guess I would ask you, from the 30,000-foot level, how do you size it up? I don't know whether you want to go by divisions or how you want to do it, but that's why you are who you are.
Let's take the first division. It's going to be led that I think the third-time favorite will be Enforceable. Enforceable having won the LeCompte kind of in surprising fashion from the far outside post, trained by Mark Cassie, but led down there at Fairgrounds by David Carroll, a former trainer himself, is now assistant to Mark Cassie, one of the best assistant trainers in the business, does very, very well for these connections. You know, Enforceable will be the post-down favorite. I don't think there's any doubt. But I really think that this division is really stacked pretty significantly with some horses that could challenge and be a real contender at the wire, led by the Winchell Thoroughbreds and Willis Horton's stables, Silver State, trained by Steve Asmussen, who does all the training for these connections, ridden by Ricardo Santana Jr. I really think this horse is going to really step up out of the LeCompte, Buzzy. Silver State is the horse I'm going to really be keying on. But there's a couple in here. Mr. Monomoy, the half-brother to Monomoy Girl, trained
right
by Brad Cox. I think he can step up as well. He's been very consistent. He's kind of, I guess, hadn't finished a couple of races that he possibly could have. But he's still learning. He's still very young. And then, of course, you got Scabbard. Scabbard ran very poorly, I think, in the LeCompte. But if you look back at his racing PTs, Buzzy, Scabbard ran second to Dennis's Moment in the Iroquois at Churchill, and then he ran fourth in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. I can throw the last race out. I'm going to key on Scabbard and Silver State. I may use Enforceable a bit, but I think he's vulnerable in this first division of the Risen Star.
Okay, so let's talk about the second division now.
Yeah, the second division has got a horse in here that's coming out of California. Ran in a couple of really nice races out there, Buzzy. And I'm going to let you pronounce it, Anubior. I'll give you a shot at that one. I struggle with these French names.
Anudoro. So I'm going to say this is probably some kin, as we say in the South, to Medaglia d'Oro.
Yes, it is the son of Medaglia d'Oro. You know, this horse has really kind of lost some trainings when he shows up here in Louisiana. Ran second in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, ran second in the Los Al. Futurity is a two-year-old. We'll be making his three-year-old debut today, Buzzy. This is a horse you really got to consider offense of who he's running against and how well he's run. So I think that, you know, talent-wise, he may be the best in Joel Rosario's coming in to ride. So, you know he's going to be equipped with blinkers. He's going to break from post-eight. Everything adds up for this horse, but it is his first time as a three-year-old. And I think that, you know, that is a big thing to ask of any horse, is to start the three-year-old campaign in stakes company with these kind of horses that are in here. You know, there's some really nice horses in this division as well, Buzzy.
And the other thing is, you know, Joel Rosario, who will be up, believed they were about a neck away from obviously in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but then winning a championship in that division as well. And so they not only come off that, but they come into this race, and the colt will get blinkers for the first time.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that all of those things add up to a very serious contender, Buzz. And, you know, I think that, you know, if you look at the past performances, this one, of course, has earned his way into that, morning line favoritism. Again, you know, you just never know. The transition between two and three is such a significant thing, not only from the standpoint of physicality, meaning growing and muscular development and mental development, but it's just a very different thing when these babies become real men. And, you know, some make that transition very, very well, and some just never quite aspire to what they were able to accomplish as a juvenile. So it is a very interesting race. I think that there are a couple in the second division that are very intriguing. While I co-watered a little bit Mark Cassie's horse, Enforceable, in the first division, I do think that Lynn's Map, who did run very well in the Smarty Jones over at Oakland in his last start, I think he's got a chance to run well here. Corey Lannery gets back up. You know, he isn't stuck as far wide. I think Lynn's Map, you know, who did run very well in winning an allowance at Fairgrounds, is back home. I think he's going to be a significant odds play for me. And I think that the horse that I really like is a horse coming out of the Brett Calhoun barn. We had Brett on our show earlier this week. And, you know, this guy is just on fire, man. And I just think that Mailman Money from Post 11, Gabriel Saez in the saddle for Allied Racing. That's Chester Thomas down there in Madisonville. I just think these connections have done so well. So far this week, you know, these are the same guys who raced by my standards. We won the Louisiana Derby last year, also had Mr. Money. Mailman Money, another son of Golden Sense, I think is an intriguing play in this, and don't let him skip away at a huge odds. I really think this horse has got a shot to be pretty competitive in this field.
Okay, that's the Press Box and our weekly racing preview. A reminder that all of Gene's picks can be seen at the Press Box, LTS.com. That weekly racing preview is brought to you by Keeneland, by Churchill Downs, by TwinSpires.com, by Equiride, by the Fairgrounds, by Arlington Park, by Clark Distributing, and by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Mr. McLean, here's wishing you and yours a wonderful weekend, and as always, may the horse be with you.
With you as well, my good friend. Let me ask,
yes,
do you have a play in either division of the Risen Star?
No, there's a guy who's a really good handicapper. His name's McLean, and I usually just go with him.
You know, what I really love is how quickly you answer that question without any wavering whatsoever.
I like the Cats over Ole Miss, but I'll stay with you on the Risen Star.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
Let's get sports betting fans to the state of Kentucky. Then we'll have an opportunity to wager on that as well.
Oh, my gosh. What would that mean for the Press Box? Thank you, my friend. Have a great weekend.
See you, brother. Take care, my friend. Take care. Bye.